Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First Care. Am I
Hi,
speaking with
how are
Madeline?
you?
I'm doing well.
Yes.
Okay, so
Yes.
I know you were just transferred from Stella. I'm an intake coordinator, which means I'll be assisting you guys until you're ready to begin services. Okay?
Okay.
So I just wanted to quickly explain the process so you have an idea on how long it takes. Basically, there are two things that need to happen in order to transfer. The first thing is for a caregiver to submit their requirements to become compliant with us. Are you the caregiver?
No, my daughter is.
Raina, come here. The lady wants you.
It's all right.
Okay.
I can text her all the information.
Okay.
It's just a couple links and documents that we need sent over. So I'm going to have all those texted over to her. And then the second thing would be for the insurance Keystone to send us an authorization stating how many hours you're approved for.
Okay.
Right. Do you have an idea of how many hours you're approved for?
I'm at 50 hours, but it was supposed to go up I was originally getting 84, and they took it down to the 50, but they supposed to put it back up to 84.
Okay.
A week.
All right. So we'll let you know how many hours we receive when we get that from Keystone. Yeah. So, I'll be in touch with Keystone regarding that. Do you have a specific date that you guys would like to start?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Okay. So let's aim for, sometimes I'm not sure if your daughter has an up-to-date TB test. So
yes,
she does. Okay, that'll make things a little bit quicker. So we can try to aim for Tuesday or Wednesday next week.
Okay.
I would say that also gives us enough time for the authorization to be sent in. Sometimes it takes like four or five days for that to come through. So I'll keep you posted on that. I'm gonna send you my phone number now, so you can call me or text me with any questions or concerns.
Okay.
Do you have any questions now?
No. What else is she going to get a sign-on bonus? What is it, do they provide insurance for her? I guess you guys will go over that with her, I guess.
Yeah, we do provide health insurance, and we can offer a sign-on bonus of $200.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, but we'll go through that with her as well. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then. So you have a good weekend, and we'll likely be in touch on Monday.
Okay, so you're going to send over all the documents. What else would she need from you guys besides the TB?
So she would need a application filled out, a competency test filled out, basically caregiving questions instead of the training. And then she would need an I-9W-4 for her taxes, two forms of ID or one form of ID with a picture, and then direct deposit link, and 2-year proof of residency. So anything that states that she's been in PA for 2 years or longer.
Okay. And that's all she needs? You don't need anything else with that?
No, that's all. Everything can be done through the link. She doesn't need to go into the office if she chooses not to. Yeah.
Okay.
If you'd like, I could send you
She'll send the documents, I guess, over to you guys, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you for calling. You let me know if you have any more questions along the way, and you have a good weekend.
You too. Great, and have a great holiday. Have a great one. Thank
you. Happy Valentine's Day. Okay.
You too. Same to you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.